local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Good afternoon, Pensacola. This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's 93 degrees here in the Pensacola area. There is a slight chance of rain still going on, and it will be, the temperature will drop, get down about 80 degrees tonight. And then I believe tomorrow there's a chance of thunderstorms or chance of rain tomorrow and Wednesday as well, but just like scattered thunderstorms going on. We've got your next traffic report for you coming up here in about 4 minutes. First, your top three stories. Drive-by shooting at the... Oh, and I'm Bobby Rossi, just filling in this week, and Jake Walker joining me as well. So just... You got the backup crew today.
That they do.
That's right. Drive-by shooting at the Marie K. Young Wedgwood Community Center in Pensacola killed two and injured five others, including an 11-year-old. The other shot were 22, 23, 27, and 29 years old. Sheriff Chip Simmons says there's three shooters, and it appears to be a retaliatory shooting. Text messages revealed today show that police knew of the Trump assassin 90 minutes before he fired a shot. The text messages revealed that law enforcement responsible for monitoring President Trump's Pennsylvania rally spotted his would-be assassin and flagged him to colleagues as suspicious. And the messages, these text messages were submitted or revealed by Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, who got them from the Beaver County Emergency Services Unit. And the text shows that they flagged him after he was spotted using a rangefinder, but they never approached him. And final top three stories, the U.S. debt just crossed $35 trillion. The national debt has nearly tripled in the past 20 years. The U.S. annual deficit now is on track to hit almost $2 trillion this year, and nearly $3 trillion in the next 10 years. Those are your top three stories. Let me get started with your local headlines. Casey Folds, a 31-year-old man, has been charged for a fatal DUI crash that happened last November on Kemstrand Road. He was arrested today on charges of DUI manslaughter and DUI serious bodily injury.
Christopher Booth, a 44-year-old man, was arrested and charged with killing his 70-year-old mother last night in the 900 block of Fremont Avenue. According to Sheriff Chip Simmons, the Escambia County Sheriff's Office received a call from Pensacola Police. Police told deputies that they received a call from a person from out of state saying their friend may have just killed his mother in Escambia County. He's being held in Escambia County Jail without bond.
And we're not done with the kind of terrible local stories yet. Last night, a woman was crossing the road on Perdido Drive in Orange Beach when she was hit and killed by a car. Orange Beach Police Department said they are now investigating the details surrounding that accident. Mm-hmm.
A 300-foot floating dock at Baghdad Mill State Park is officially open to the public. The dock is close to where Pond Creek meets the Blackwater River. It was paid for by sales tax dollars and with a Land and Water Conservation Fund grant. The dock is the first step in completing phase three of the park updates. The dock will give boaters a new location to park and access the water, as well as the historical Baghdad Mill State Park that they can enjoy.
I saw pictures of it. It looks pretty nice. It's a pretty nice dock that's set up over there. I've never actually been to the Baghdad Mill State Park, at least that I know of. And give me a reason to go check it out, I guess.
Exactly.
Back to school supplies will be tax-free for the next 14 days as part of the sales tax holiday passed by the Florida legislature. Items include most school supplies selling for $50 or less, clothing, footwear, accessories selling for no more than $100, and then non-commercial and personal use computers even, and other computer accessories selling for up to $1,500. That's right, it gets a pretty, all tax-free. The list of eligible items can be found at floridarevenue.com/back-to-school. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Jake Walker.
All right, this traffic update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. If you're on I-110 North, heading towards I-10 West, Was that thunder I'm hearing? Oh, yeah, I'm feeling some thunder there. You're going to have a lot of slowdown on I-10 West between 110 and Highway 29. We're getting texts in here, 850-437-1620. Let us know if you have any traffic updates. They're saying it's a parking lot right now getting onto I-10 West off of 110. Otherwise, around town, we do have an accident with roadblock and injuries at Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. But other than that, not seeing any major issues to report. Like I said, 437-1620 if you do see anything out there. And Executive Landscaping, call them for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, here's one that says, I don't think it was a drive-by. The man got out of the vehicle to shoot the seven people. Then they got back in the car and fled. Yeah, I'm just using the term drive-by. That's how they... police described it. So, yeah, I guess our typical drive-by is you stay in the car and you shoot, but I think what they mean is like they just pulled up, shot, and then left that way. So, yeah. State headlines here for you. Tropics update. We do have a storm brewing out there in the Atlantic. And over the next 2 days, 0% chance of formation. But over the next 7 days, there is a 50% chance of formation. And the so I guess the system is in the vicinity of the Greater Antilles or the Bahamas, and the southeastern U.S. should monitor the progress of this system, including, of course, Florida. Mm-hmm. Right now, the storm track is still pretty far out there, so they don't really have a cone of uncertainty yet, but it does show the direction headed straight to the southern tip of Florida. And whether it would cross the state and enter into the Gulf and come hit us, or whether it bounces back out or heads towards Texas, we don't know. That's just too far out. But we'll be keeping our eye on that for the next week.
A new report shows that insurance rates for Florida have increased 42.5% over the past few years. According to a 2021 report from Florida Tax Watch, approximately 70% of Floridians live in coastal counties and are at risk of chronic flood damage. According to Florida Tax Watch in-depth analysis, the increased insurance rates have put pressure on insurers and forced some to leave the state.
Florida Supreme Court said it's going to move quickly to resolve two cases about a financial impact statement that will appear on the ballot that will have a proposed constitutional amendment on abortion rights. So the Floridians Protecting Freedom Political Committee had filed a lawsuit in April arguing that an initial financial impact statement for the amendment was outdated and needed to be revised. This financial impact statement would actually... they're basically trying to pass a ballot, get a ballot initiative that would basically guarantee abortion rights in the state of Florida. A Leon County Circuit judge agreed with them, but the case has been bumped up to the First District Court of Appeals, and now the Florida Supreme Court said that they're going to expedite these to make sure they can get an answer before we vote on it in November.
Well, every morning I usually head out and I get me a coffee at the old CEFCO, right? Don't we love some CEFCO here? It's like Bucky's East, if you will. But those gas stations are actually being sold to Casey's General Store, which I don't know if I've been to a Casey's. I think I've driven by one or two, but never been
it's
in.
It's Illinois, Iowa. Mm. It's up that area.
Yeah. Casey's is a gas station chain out of the Midwest. Like you just said, it's known for its pizza. Casey's is reportedly...
Yeah, that's actually their motto. They're like Casey's. It's like Casey's, like known for... Like, that's their motto.
We got
something
pizza.
Something about pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got pizza. Yeah, that's it.
Casey's is reportedly acquiring CEFCO's parent company in a $1.145 billion... That's a lot of money. Over $1.1 billion deal and will take over all of the 198 CEFCO stores in Florida, Alabama, Texas, and Mississippi. We just got three over in the Gulf Breeze Navarre area in the past year. This deal is set to close at the end of the year, and according to CEFCO parent company president Raymond Smith, yes, they will be bringing Casey's Pizza to the South. So get ready for that.
I will say this. Casey's breakfast pizza, it's... that's some good stuff right there.
Nice.
Yeah. Their breakfast pizza. Yeah. It's Yeah, so that I'm all for this one. That yeah. sounds good to me.
It'll be hard to improve on the CEFCO model they've got going around here locally, but I'm open minded to it. I like me a good breakfast.
I was gonna say just be open minded. Okay. Give it a try.
All right.
Gasoline prices. Speaking of gas stations, gasoline prices in Florida increased slightly over the past week. The average price per gallon was $3.38, according to AAA. That was 3 cents higher than a week earlier, but down a penny from a month ago. So that's pretty good right there. Mm.
A federal judge has rejected much of a lawsuit challenging restrictions that Governor Ron DeSantis and the legislature placed on public employee unions. But a fight will continue about a ban on deducting union dues from workers' paychecks. A federal judge is largely siding with the state of Florida in a legal challenge over a law that placed restrictions on unions. A lawsuit was filed against the legislation last year by unions representing public school and university employees, claiming the changes to membership authorization rules were unconstitutional. The group says another adjustment preventing them from deducting those union fees from the workers' paychecks will make it more difficult to collect the dues, of course. The judge mainly ruled in favor of the state. They want their money, but agreed that the fee issue violated equal protection rights since it doesn't apply to unions representing first responders.
Ah, yes, there you go. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to get a quick break. We come back here, we've got your next traffic update, and then we'll also have your national headlines for you. So stick around right here on Petscol Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's strength for life.
It's okay to be angry. Godly parents should be lovingly angry with their children when they make sinful choices. Christian citizens should be righteously indignant over the rapidly increasing carnality of our country. Individuals should be personally angry when we do things that we know we shouldn't. Anger is often a right and God-honoring response, but anger can quickly accelerate into sin and into opportunities for the devil. Ephesians 4 instructs us to be angry, but sin not, neither give place or opportunity to the devil. Anger can easily become unrighteous and self-glorifying. Beware of sinful anger, because that's where the devil can get a foothold and ruin your marriage, destroy your relationships with your children, and wreak relational havoc of various types. So as much as possible, be a kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
I'm Earl McCauley, and I'm running for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm a 22-year teaching veteran and 20-year resident of District 4. Last year, I was the Gulf Breeze High School Teacher of the Year with a 97% pass rate on a challenging AP literature exam. My goals as a board member are teacher retention, middle schools, and addressing issues with books and libraries. Your vote for Earl McCauley on August 20th will bring common sense for the school board. I'm Earl McCauley for School Board District 4, and I approve this message.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
2018. Congressman Matt Gaetz flies off to the Bahamas on a private trip to meet a marijuana investor and at least five young female escorts, among them the teenage girl. The investor made millions thanks to Gaetz's marijuana bill. But that's how you do business with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots Pack paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPack.com.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Informative, local, dependable. We got thunderstorms kind of moving all around us right now. And so, it's just you might have a little bit of rain where you're at, and 5 minutes down the road, nothing. It's just one of those kinds of things going on right now. Let's get traffic on the fives with Jake Walker.
Okay, I'm just now seeing reports of some roadway blockage from a hit-and-run crash. This is going to be at the Casino Beach Boardwalk. I'm not sure exactly what part of the road that's in, but right now it looks like it is headed eastbound. Ooh, there's the thunder. Headed eastbound on Via de Luna, right as you get near the Casino Beach area there. We do have a hit and run crash. It's going to cause some roadblock. Otherwise, around town, we do have an accident that's just now reported at 110 southbound. That's going to be right at around... Let me see where this is. Right as you get past Anderson Street, I'll do some more investigation on that as well. Our other accidents have cleared up from earlier. Looks like Highway 98 in Navarre and Gulf Breeze is flowing smoothly. If you're on I-110 headed towards 10 West, you're going to have a little bit of slowdown headed to get onto 10 West. And then on 10 West between 110 and Highway 29, we're going to see a little bit of slowdown there. Also, right here on Burgess Road, East Burgess Road and Palafox, we're seeing our normal afternoon slowdown there headed west on East Burgess Road. But that looks about it. If you see anything else out there on the roadways, you can let us know about it. 437-1620, that's our traffic tip line. You can call or text. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
So President Biden today unveiled three proposals aimed at reforming the United States Supreme Court to combat what he called the increasing threats to America's democratic institutions, and it was aimed at restoring trust and accountability to the court and our democracy. The proposals would prevent SCOTUS from issuing immunity to former presidents, it would institute term limits for Supreme Court justices, and it would require justices to disclose any gifts that they're given. Mm. Now, the proposals have an uphill battle in a divided Congress, particularly in an election year from a lame duck president who's not going to be running for re-election. So I think a lot of people can agree with maybe the Supreme Court justices having term limits. They could also possibly agree with disclosing gifts. We want to know if you're being courted by, you know, by somebody you might be making a ruling on. Mm-hmm. I think it's the issue about immunity for former presidents that's going to be the snag.
Right. I do agree with you there on that. Definitely some term limits might be good. And then we need to let them, we need to know if those justices are getting paid off. But when I first heard the story, it made me think of like back in school when you're playing games with your friends and then something happens that you don't like or you lose somehow. And you're like, wait a minute, we're going to change the game a little bit and we're going to do it this way moving forward. Especially on the
definitely
whole.
Definitely sounds a little bit like that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But I do agree with some of it. So NATO's second largest military is Turkey. And now Turkey's leader threatened a military intervention in Israel to stop Jerusalem's war in Gaza. In a meeting yesterday, he said Turkey must be very strong so that Israel can't do these ridiculous things to Palestine.
The FDA is warning that people are accidentally overdosing on the injectable weight loss drugs like Wegovy and Ozempic. They said patients are self-injecting incorrect doses, but sometimes it's actually the healthcare provider giving them the wrong dosage as well.
Yep. I can see that. Right there. I can definitely see that. Real quick, the FBI told reporters this morning that they would be the would-be Trump assassin accessed the roof of a building by climbing up the HVAC equipment and piping. He then traversed the multiple rooftops before he found his shooting position. Wow. Okay, a lot more on that coming up.
Fox News. I'm John Saucier. President Biden calling for reform and changes to the Supreme Court, including an end to lifetime appointments to the high court.
And I believe we should have term limits for Supreme Court justices in the United States as well.
The president also proposing a code of conduct for justices, wants lawmakers to ratify a constitutional amendment limiting presidential immunity. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy on the Fox News Channel says he believes the president's plan is not to be taken seriously.
In my opinion, it's as dead as Woodrow Wilson. I don't think the House will even bring it up. I don't know of anyone who's taking it that seriously.
And former President Trump has agreed to be interviewed by the FBI as part of an investigation into his attempted assassination in Pennsylvania. This is part of the FBI's standard protocol to speak with victims during the course of their criminal investigations. Not just the FBI, Congress is going to conduct their own investigation into this incident. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Stocks finished the day mixed. The Dow fell by 49 points, while the S&P 500 grew slightly by 4, and the NASDAQ composite was up by 12. And it was a good weekend at the movies, as Marvel was back on top after a highly anticipated release. Deadpool and Wolverine shattered box office records this weekend and grabbed $205 million in U.S. ticket sales. It's the highest grossing debut this year and for an R-rated film. Apple's new AI features will roll out in October and will miss the initial launch of iPhone and iPad software updates, according to a report from Bloomberg. The company split the Apple Intelligence features from the initial iOS launch due to concerns over their stability and a lack of testing. U.S. oil futures for September are falling today, at one point down more than 2% to under $76 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
This is Maggie Gray with a Sports Minute sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads, endless horizons. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. The U.S. men's basketball team won their opening game in convincing fashion against Serbia on Sunday. Yet one of the major headlines was that Jason Tatum didn't play in the game. Who cares? It may be an all-star team for the Americans, but it's not the all-star game. Winning actually matters here. I'm Maggie Gray.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, starting trouble. No one likes that. We can get you set up for some stronger starts. You might just need a fresh charge, and we can take care of that free of charge. But if it is time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that'll fit your needs, starting at just $79.99. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Always find what you love at Total Wine & More. With so many bottles to choose from at the lowest price, it's easy to find your favorite Cabernet or a new single-barrel bourbon to try. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine & More.
Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly,
B21. Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, tomorrow night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring your blanket or a lawn chair and relax. Enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This Tuesday, it's Tyler Mack, internationally known singer and nominated for the Blues 411 Annual Jimmy Awards. Rock out with Tyler Mack at Bands on the Beach tomorrow night. This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the Olympics and the opening ceremony and my own reaction to everybody else's reaction to the event. Also, tried to understand President Trump's comment over the weekend that Christians should vote for him because in 4 years they'll never have to vote ever again. And interesting study from Pew Research that shows that people aren't having kids and the reasons why they don't want to have kids. Startling stuff, frankly. Catch all the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Pep Talk, the Pensacola Expert Panel.
I have some great guests in here today with me. We're going to talk about bands on the bayou.
This is actually our third year, and we have three free concerts a year that are for the community, bringing in local musicians to support local nonprofits and are funded by...
The Pensacola Expert Panel, mornings 9 till 11, before Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. You can listen to us on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, or on our mobile app or online. We're all over the place. Let's go and get traffic on the fives with Jake Walker. Jake.
All right, looking at our roadways, it's getting to be about that time. Everybody's headed home, so of course our problem spots in the afternoons, Chase Street heading over to Bayfront. We've got a lot of slowdown there. I-110 getting on to I-10 West has been a real problem there. As you're headed west on I-10 between I-110 and Highway 29, you're going to see some slowdown. Moving in further here, looks like westbound on Burgess and also northbound on Palafox. And in that intersection, we're going to see some major slowdown there. Highway 98's looking good. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is good as well. FHP, it does show an accident, a vehicle crash at West Fairfield Drive and 57th Avenue in Pensacola. And Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway, that vehicle crash with injuries is getting cleared up right now, so the roadblock should be out of the way by now. If you do see anything else out there on the roadways, you can always let us know on our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Top three stories here, and then we'll get into your sports, sports stories. The first one is there was a drive-by shooting that happened yesterday at the Marie K. Young Wedgwood Community Center here in Pensacola. This is one of the big stories here locally today. It killed two individuals, and I know we're saying drive-by shooting, but as there's, you know, somebody's pointed out, they stepped out of the car, fired the shots, and then got back in the car and left. So killed two, injured five others, including an 11-year-old. The other shot were 22, 23, 27, 29. Sheriff Chip Simmons says that there's three shooters, and it appears to be a retaliatory shooting. Number two top trending story. Text messages revealed today show that police knew of Trump's would-be assassin 90 minutes before he fired a shot. The text messages revealed that law enforcement responsible for him spotted him, and they spotted him using a range finder, but did not approach him. The messages were submitted by Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, who got them from the Beaver County Emergency Services Unit. And final top three story, U.S. debt just crossed $35 trillion. The national debt has nearly tripled in the last 20 years. The U.S. annual deficit now is on track to hit nearly $2 trillion this year and will be nearly $3 trillion deficit within 10 years. Those are your top three stories. Getting over to sports, we've got your medals update here for you. The United States took an early lead in the total medal count. We still have that lead. 20 medals total is what we have. And the next closest would be France with 16 medals, followed by Japan with 12, People's Republic of 12, and then Great Britain at 10. So, yeah, we got a pretty good overall lead. Now, I will say this. Most of those medals are bronze and silvers. We only have 3 gold medals right now. The leader for gold medals is Japan with 6.
An on-air sexist remark about the gold medal-winning Australian female swimming team at the 2024 Paris Olympics has cost Eurosport commentator Bob Ballard his job. Right after the Australian women's 4x 100-meter freestyle relay team secured a gold medal in the Olympics on Saturday, he seemed to indicate that the team should hurry up as the four enjoyed their gold medal moment. I didn't see video of this. Well, the women are just finishing up. You know what women are like, he said, hanging around doing their makeup.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
Come on, man. They're getting out of a pool. Like, that doesn't even make sense, man. Oh, man.
No.
That's bad. That's enough to, hey, that's enough to lose your job right there.
Yeah, exactly. That's enough for you to lose your job.
That guy must not have, he must not be married because, you know. If I said anything like that around my wife, she would smack me.
I was gonna say, and he's in Europe. You would think like he would know.
Nothing ever good comes out of, well, you know what women are like.
Yeah, no.
Nothing
yeah, just stop
ever
your sentence right there. Exactly.
It's downhill.
You're already on a downward spiral. Just stop while you're ahead. Simone Biles, she's gonna compete in all 4 events of the Paris Olympic team finals tonight, despite suffering an apparent calf injury during the qualification round. She hobbled off the floor after she appeared to injure her calf in the warm-ups. She powered through, scored points in the final 3 events of the round. Trainers taped up her left foot before she competed in floor, vault, and the uneven bars. So, man, Simone Biles just I mean, it's one of those things, though, like, you know, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, right? So you're going to push through whenever you can to try to get it done. So.
I'm going to call it. I'm going to say this might be the most talked about, most watched moment, at least for, you know, most of the games, is going to be Simone Biles tonight. That'll be a popcorn moment, definitely.
I can see that. Yeah, absolutely, especially for tonight. U.S. Olympic basketball, the women's Olympic basketball, they beat Japan earlier today, 102-76. So congratulations to them. And then Major League Baseball, earlier today, the Baltimore Orioles played the Toronto Blue Jays, almost said the Toronto Raptors, and they ended up beating the Blue Jays 11-5. Coming up at any minute now, we should be getting the first pitch between the Yankees and the Phillies on Amazon Prime. So if you want to check that out. Then in health business science headlines, McDonald's sales have declined for the first time since the pandemic. Why? They blame higher fast food prices hurting demand, which we were talking about this last hour. I don't eat a lot of fast food, but recently I took my daughter out. Let's go get this. And I was like, why is this so expensive? Did I order like 3 things on accident? I meant to order 2. Did I, like, I was having to look at my receipt because I was like, why was that so expensive?
Right.
wasn't expected. Like, fast food used to be cheap food.
Exactly.
Now it's not so cheap anymore.
And you got a lot more, especially those burger sizes. Have you seen those pictures going around of, you know, how big the burger used to be, you know, this size. And then, yeah, it's insane. About $10 to $15 per person at McDonald's if you want to get a value meal, a quote-unquote value meal. So.
Did you say just value? I was going to say, did you just say value meal?
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's ingrained. They've got us. Former President Trump delivered a keynote address in Nashville at the world's largest Bitcoin conference over the weekend and called for the U.S. to become the crypto capital of the planet and a Bitcoin superpower of the world, and claims to do this. If he wins the election, he will make us a crypto capital of the planet. If crypto is going to define the future, he says, I want it to be mined, minted, and made in the USA. It's not going to be made anywhere else, Trump says. During his speech, Trump said he would replace Gary Gensler, the chair of the Securities and Exchange Commission, who has carried out a regulatory crackdown on the digital assets industry in an effort to root out bad actors, which Yeah, we know how that goes. Trump said he would establish a crypto advisory council and that his administration would have a more favorable regulatory approach to digital assets.
All right. Well, maybe so. And I mean, crypto is definitely not going anywhere, you know?
No, I still can't. It just makes me uneasy knowing that it's that vulnerable.
For now it is, but yeah, it's definitely not going anywhere. We'll continue some more stories here right after Traffic on the Fives with Jake Walker.
All right, this traffic report is brought to you by Bank of America. Looking at our roadways right now, I-110 northbound going toward I-10 west interchange there, still very, very slow. I-10 westbound between 110 and Highway 29, still seeing some slowdown. Looks like if you're on North Palafox Street headed towards Burgess, or if you're heading westbound on Burgess, we're going to see some really good slowdown there for this afternoon. Highway 98's looking good, though, heading through Navarre, east and westbound. If you're on Chase Street headed towards Bayfront Parkway, we're going to see a lot of slowdown there as you are rounding the curve around the Bay Center. And then otherwise, just around town, we're seeing our normal slowdown spots. If you see anything else out there slowing you down on our roadways, let us know about it. You can call or text our traffic tip line. That number is 437-1620. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses, so you can make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Bank of America, copyright 2024. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the Fives.
Thank you very much, Jake. Mm-hmm. More than 291,000 BMW X3 SUVs are being recalled. If you have a BMW X3 year 2018 to 2023, they're recalling them for a potential safety issue with the interior rear cargo rail. I don't even know what an interior rear cargo rail is. Mm. Your X3 has it, and apparently it's unsafe. Don't touch it. It'll hurt you.
Don't strap your kids down in the back. They won't stay confined.
It won't stay confined. Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh. All right. And we're getting a call in here to our traffic tip line, so I will grab that. Don't go anywhere. Yeah, you go ahead. I'll grab this call.
Deadpool and Wolverine broke records this weekend. $205 million at the domestic box office. It's the eighth biggest opening of all time. And it made $438 million globally. $500 million almost in its first weekend. Oh, wow. It now holds the record for the biggest opening ever for a rated R movie. It dethroned the first Deadpool, which held the record around $133 million. So, yeah. And, yeah, it's a Deadpool and Wolverine, the third in the Deadpool series, I guess you would say. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this will be the last one. Maybe not. Probably not. The way things. I mean, if you just made almost $500 million in your opening weekend alone, probably gonna make another movie. That's.
Well, I've heard too that there's gonna be a Lady Deadpool. There's a Deadpool dog. There's like so many like Deadpool spinoff characters being introduced in this film that anywhere.
They introduced a bunch of them, and in fact, the Lady Deadpool. I remember when they were bringing up the Lady Deadpool. I was thinking, I was hoping she would take the mask off, and I was hoping it would be Blake Lively,
right.
Ryan Reynolds' wife,
exactly.
And she never took the mask off. But I did see in the credits, it's Blake Lively.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Into our traffic tip line. The train trestle at 17th is underwater. So people were being routed around that. We must have had a good shower move through the area. It's really weird. There's no rain here at the station, but it just seems like in other parts of our city, we are seeing some heavy rainfall in short amount of time. So the train trestle
it's
at 17th.
Pop-ups like here or there. That's kind of happening. You know, kind of an interesting one right there overall. Yep. Let's go ahead and get a quick break. We come back here. We've got a story from Elon Musk. And we've got some kind of wacky stories about some dinosaurs. We'll talk about those coming up here next right here on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wave Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Tune in tomorrow at 10 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when guests from Pensacola State College will be on the show talking about registration, campus tours, financial aid, certificate programs, baccalaureate programs, and everything in between. And 92% of students graduate loan-free. You won't want to miss this show on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Next traffic update here in about 2 minutes. Homelessness, already at a record high last year, appears to be worsening among people with jobs. And the big reason? Lack of affordable housing. Lack of affordable housing has ranked the top reason people say that they're homeless now, which has beat out mental health struggles or job loss. So now, no longer are people homeless because they don't have a job. They're homeless because they can't afford to get a house. The latest round of point-in-time counts, a tally of people with without homes on a given night, you've had a big uptick. For example, in Southeast Texas, up 61% from a year ago. Rhode Island, up 35%. Northeast Tennessee, up 20%, for example. So that's kind of rough right there. We just talked about Deadpool and Wolverine breaking records over the weekend. Jake, what's this about Elon Musk? What's going on with Elon Musk and theory?
All right, so I got back on Facebook recently, right? And I've found this new addiction to the Reels, which I guess is what TikTok is all. I've never been on TikTok. I've never wanted to download it. I've always been afraid of it, but these Reels are basically just like TikTok, and I've just been addicted. I'll just sit there for an hour and a half, and it'll just go out the window like I'm sitting at a slot machine or something. It's just the time just goes. And so I keep seeing these Elon Musk videos of interviews that he's had and a lot of Joe Rogan clips, and one where he was talking about the little colored bars on the back of your toothpaste tubes and what they mean, and I did not know. So, what did you say? The red was with medicine.
Yeah. So I looked it up after you brought this up before, and I get this from healthline.com. Green means it's all natural. Blue means it's natural, but it also has medicine. So maybe like a tooth whitening or something like this, maybe fluoride,
right?
Extra fluoride or something like this. Red is natural and has chemicals. And then black is just pure chemical.
Wow.
So
interesting.
Yeah.
And some people are on these reels talking about how fluoride is dangerous and you shouldn't use fluoride. And I'm like, you never know what to do.
Yeah. Yeah, we just keep trying to live. We just keep trying to survive. Yeah. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives, and then we've got to tell you about some dinosaur stories. Mm.
This traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at our roadways, I-110 is still slow getting on to I-10 westbound. And then as you head along I-10 westbound toward Highway 29, you're going to see some slowdown there until you get over to Palafox. East Burgess Road and North Palafox Street, seeing a little bit of slowdown as you head west on Burgess. Looking otherwise around town, Highway 98 looks great right now. Highway 29 south through Cantonment, not really seeing any slowdowns there. And if you're coming out of Milton through Pace this afternoon on Highway 90, not seeing anything slowing you down in either direction. If you do see anything out there on the roadways, let us know about it. Call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. And if you're looking for a great used car with low mileage, go to Frontier Motors, the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors down on Beverly Parkway. I'm Jake Walker with your traffics on the fives.
And so a skeleton of a 42-foot-long dinosaur was shipped from Wyoming to Denmark, yet it ended up in the capital of Switzerland after it got lost in the mail. Christopher Nuth, who runs the Museum of Evolution in Denmark, said they now have it where it's supposed to be, and it's a world-class specimen, and it's exceptionally well-preserved, but it was shipped directly from Utah, but mistakenly registered in customs upon arrival in Switzerland. The registration error extended the normally one-week transit period to 2 weeks before the shipment continued on to Denmark, but there for a little bit, they were a little freaked out about, where's our dinosaur? we should have gotten our dinosaur by now, and apparently they were not able to find it.
Yep. When you're waiting on that shipment from Amazon or something, you're always like, wait a minute. Nope, this is coffee beans. This isn't the 40-foot skeleton that I ordered. Speaking of dinosaurs, you were talking about this earlier. This is interesting. The T-Rex, the Tyrannosaurus Rex, probably the most ridiculed and disrespected of all of the major dinosaurs because of their small arms, could be much larger than we actually suspected. Researchers say that the T-Rex could be up to 70% larger than what we previously thought, because only a handful of skeletons of the T-Rex have been discovered, and now they believe that those skeletons are just maybe the baby T-Rexes that somehow met their fate early through bad decisions, didn't get to grow up to be a full-grown T-Rex.
Yeah, so baby T-Rexes being as big as what they are, and we're like, oh, those things are so well-known, and then it turns out they might just be the baby. And so it's 70% larger. Like, these things could be just gargantuan. But then again, like, how do we know?
Right.
Marty Welch and his wife were boating through the Okefenokee. Okay, thank you. Okefenokee Swamp. In Georgia, when they happened across a gator cluster. I don't know if you've seen the pictures of this or the video. Cell phone video of their July 14th encounter was shared on his Facebook page 2 days later, has been viewed nearly a million times as of today. And now the video has prompted researchers to investigate, why were there so many gators gathered in the small stretch of the canal in this swamp? So, it's kind of freaky when you look at it.
Yeah.
And my first thing when I saw it was like, where is this at in Florida? And I was like, oh, it's in Georgia? Okay. It's okay. Then.
We're safe. Yeah, I'm not going there. Yeah,
exactly.
It's like a gator cluster. Sure. That's what you go to, like CEFCO, which is now going to turn into Casey's. It's like, oh, I got to go there and get me some of them gator clusters.
Well, that actually sounds good.
It does,
I think I want a gator cluster.
Yeah. That's interesting. I wonder what they were all doing there. It's like a Craigslist meetup or something. I don't know.
Exactly. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.